Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.
O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us all our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
Preserve me,
God. I'm out of here.
Preserve me, God. I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone. He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. And so many heart, and so my heart rejoices. My soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right hand, happiness forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As he was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And you, my God, my body, will rest in hope. A reading from 1 Thessalonians. May the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep. That awake, we may keep watch with Christ. And asleep. Rest in his peace. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep. That awake, we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep, rest in his peace. Let us pray. We want to pray firstly for all of Texas and everyone that's going through the hurricane with our Hurricane Irma and whatnot, the people in Florida, we want to lift them up in prayer. And all the people that are going down to the relief efforts, we want to certainly lift them all up to you, Lord, and give them to you and give the situation to you that you will give them the strength and endurance that they need to fight. Let us pray for all animals that are abused and neglected, that through the intercession of St. Francis, they may be delivered from all distress and harm. Let us continue to pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us strength to minister to all who need the positive, to hear the positive messages of Christ. Please continue to pray for Nicholas and, of course, the rest of Florida as they prepare for the Hurricane Irma this weekend. Please continue to remember Bishop Long's father, Gene Long, that he continues to get better. Pray for Bishop Long that all the unnecessary worry and anxiety that rest upon his shoulders be lifted from him. We ask this through the power of God and the Holy Spirit. And we pray for his peace. Let us pray for the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church that we may continuously be led by the Holy Spirit and not distracted by the ways of this world. Continue to pray for the homeless. Pray for all children and their parents and guardians that they may follow the path of life. Pray for the sick and the dying. May Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them. We are in thanksgiving for the gift of ministry and in music. We're praying for the poor souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest during their suffering. And may the Order of St. Benedict Immaculate Mary prosper along with the whole church. We pray for our deacons, John Thomas Therese and Nicholas, our priest, Father Dennis, and mine worthy self, and our abbot, Bishop James, that God will continue to lead us in the right direction toward the seamless connection between the order and his church. Heavenly Father, we come to you yet again in our time of need, that you hear our every prayer. You know our weakness, our fears, and our dreams. We lift up in prayer all the prayers in which we've spoken and those which we hold in the depths of our hearts. The prayers of the church and those of the whole world. For these prayers, the church both humbly and fervently prays. Lord God, send peaceful sleep to refresh our tired bodies. May your help always renew us and keep us strong in your service. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Before we conclude prayer tonight, I know a couple nights ago I asked you to pray for my Uncle Larry and the family. He was slipping into a coma and his kidneys were shutting down. Of course, we didn't expect him to live very much longer, and this morning at about 6:30, he departed. So a brief prayer for the repose of his soul. May the angels lead you into paradise. May the martyrs receive you at your coming and lead you into the holy city, Jerusalem. May the choir of angels receive you with Lazarus, who once was poor. May you have everlasting rest. My brothers and sisters, may the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death. And may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Tonight we will end with the song of farewell instead of the Salve.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.